And now, the Goldbergs. Well, there's always one turn that things take before Molly takes the hand, and that's a turn for the worse. At this very moment, the lives of the friends whom Molly most wants to help are tangled in a Gordian knot, and no one seems to have the courage to cut it. First, Oriane was unable to tell Edward Way that he was mistaken in believing that she wanted to marry him. And when Oriane didn't say anything, why, Mr. Way gave the knot a further twist by announcing the coming marriage to his former wife. This seems to leave young Chris Cater out in the cold. Now, Molly has an inspiration, but her home seems to be the wrong place to talk about it. But...
Say, can it, Rosie? What was the last?
Say, Sylvia, if you love me, listen to me.
I love you, but I'm not going to listen to you.
What is it, Ma?
Tell me, Ma.
Only with Papa's permission will I do it.
My permission you can't have if it means involving yourself.
Involving myself. How can you do something that's worthwhile doing if you don't involve yourself? And when George Washington crossed the Delaware to get on the other side, he had to involve himself. When Christopher Columbus discovered the world was round and not square, he had to involve himself with Queen Isabella.
Oh, my. What do you have to do? That's so hysterical.
Each life, Jake, is its own history. And then just as important as the history of nations is each person.
Get to the point.
What is it, Ma?
About Oriane.
You're listening, Jake.
I can't cut my ear off. I am not Van Gogh.
What is that? Who's Van Gogh?
An artist, Ma. He wanted to prove his love.
Well, what a thing to do, to cut off your ears for love.
Just one ear.
I'm not asking you to cut off your ears, baby. I'm just asking you to lend me your ears.
Very well. So like Julius Caesar, you can have my ear.
Mark answers.
If you're laughing, forget my coat.
Where are you going?
I'm going over to Dr. Cater.
For his advice?
No, to give him mine advice.
You're angry?
My coat, Rosalie. My coat, please. Don't stand. I said my coat, Rosalie. Please. Every time it comes for me to utter a word, for me to utter a syllable.
Nobody listens.
Yes. No, nobody listens.
Ma.
Get my coat, I said. Don't mind me. Get me my coat. If I say something, come wrong, come not right. If I wish to do, I can. If I want to assist, I'm mixing.
So.
So if mine ideas are non-consequential, and if in mine family I can do that which mine conscience decides, then I have to seek elsewhere. That's all. But you're sick, and for me to twiddle mine fingers, and for me to twiddle mine thumbs, and let go the things that are protesting under mine roof...
And my roof?
Our roof. Our roof. Then that's...
Then what?
I love all the ants.
You too. Dr. Cater loves her. Mr. Way loves her.
Yes, I love her very much. I love her exceedingly. I love her very much. And if my plan can help her, and if I
what
can...
What is your plan, Ma?
It's all right. My pocketbook, Rosalie, please. Mr. Way is also on my mind, don't think not. He also can be just...
Why should you neglect anybody but your husband, Molly?
All right.
Mrs. Way is also more to be pitied than censored. No.
All right. Without the laughing, Jake. Without the laughing, I think so also.
And your plan includes everybody?
Everybody.
Marvelous. The Napoleon of the kitchen. The miracle woman of the...
All right. Call Dr. Cade and tell him I'm my way over.
To the
yo.
To
the yo.
Do you need any assistance?
No.
And while Jake laughs, Molly hurries over to Dr. Cater's house. Well, then Jake telephones Dr. Cater Sr. and very solemnly says his wife is on her way with a plan. The truth is that a plan is just what young Christopher Cater would like very much to have.
Now, Dad, I know what I'm talking about.
Chris.
The plain, unvarnished truth is that Oriane is going to marry Mr. Way because she's sick with pity for the scoundrel.
Now, Chris, he was a scoundrel.
If Oriane marries him, he's a bigger scoundrel than ever.
What makes you think she will?
I've been telling you. It's what the former Mrs. Way told me.
Well, you know, she wouldn't tell the truth unless it suited her.
It sounds like the truth. And it sounds like what I've been afraid would happen. I can't think of anything more stupid. Imagine marrying that man, that reformed cheat, that old money grubber who didn't succeed because she's sorry for it. Why can't you be sorry for me?
I'll be sorry for you, Chris, if that's what you want.
What I want is a little sympathy and a little help.
Well, you can have my sympathy. And here's Mrs. Goldberg with help.
No, thanks. No, you take it. She's sorry for Way also. Everybody's sorry for Way, and no one's sorry for me. Excuse me, I'm going upstairs and read Freud. Maybe there's something wrong with my subconscious.
Just a minute.
Come in,
Mrs. Goldberg.
Thank you very much. Yes,
come
in. Mr. Goldberg called me.
Yes. Come sit down.
Thank you very much.
Have your coat off?
Thank you.
Here, let me help you.
That's all right. I'll just slip my coat off.
All right. There, how's that? Mr. Goldberg called. He said you had quite a plan.
Yes, Doctor. I don't know if it's quite. Dr. Kader. So I put my pocketbook here. Thank you.
Oh, that's all right.
Dr. Kader, you see, I came to you because you're a man of many boils. I mean, being a doctor, you see so much more than, than the ordinary people. But nevertheless, I'll tell you my plan, Doctor, and then you'll tell me. And if you think I'm treading where angels fear to tread, tell me and then...
Now, the world needs people with the courage to mind someone else's business. That's human business, right or wrong.
Well, I'm not an angel, Dr. Cade. I'm just... I mean, when things around me are not smooth, it disturbs my equilibrium,
of
Doctor.
Of course.
My own life gets so tangled up. Believe me, Dr. Cade, I didn't have the patience to bake a cake this week. But my mind is so... Well, to the point... You see, Doctor, Orion Leland is a woman that... I don't know how to say it. She's so extremely...
Sensitive.
She can't hurt, and she wouldn't hurt Mr. West.
No.
And I'm afraid, Dr. Cade, if it continues, then a catastrophe can happen.
Yes, that's true.
She will, and she might marry Mr. Ray. And with all due respect for Mr. Ray, I mean, my sympathy, notwithstanding, he's not for her and she's not for him. Dr. Cade, she loves your son, I'm sure.
And I'm sure he loves her also.
You see that, Doctor? You see that for the catastrophe that would be? So, and this is what I mean, Doctor. Mrs. Ray, as far as evident, is still in love with her husband. I mean, in some maybe... some twisted, foolish way, which she shows by trying to harm him. If she allowed him to go to prison and she didn't help with her money when she could have helped him, it was because she wanted to hurt him for some reason or another. You following me, Dr. Cade?
Yes, go on. Follow me, syllable by syllable.
I think that she would do anything to hurt him further.
What do you mean?
I mean, Dr. Cade, that she would do anything to prevent him from being happy.
Yes.
If she thinks his happiness will come from marrying Orianne, she will do anything to prevent him from marrying her.
But that's natural.
Listen to me slowly, Dr. Cade. Listen to me slowly.
I'm listening.
Mrs. Day is still a very rich woman.
Yes, so I understand.
So, my plan is, if she would pay back all the money that he took from those people for which he went to prison, maybe Mr. Ray would consent to give Orion up.
Oh.
See?
I see.
Do you, Dr. Cade?
Well, I think so.
Am I treading?
Undoubtedly. But if we tread together, Ms. Goldberg... perhaps the angels won't fear the fall.
Wonderful.
Just how Molly and old Dr. Cater can manage this new arrangement of lives, we can't imagine. If the Ways detest each other, well, that seems an insuperable obstacle. And if Mrs. Way's love for her former husband takes the form of hurting him, well, only a psychologist could help. But not a psychologist with a stake in the cure like Dr. Cater has.